Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So I want to confess something to you guys. Just a little insight into vulnerability. I cannot watch or look at any of the pictures or video from the Post Malone prank.
Aww. That's sad. So you mean you haven't watched the full 20-minute interview with him that we posted on April Fool's Day?
Well, there was also a very short clip that these guys posted also that was just the surprise part of it where I'm like, surprise, and then Post Malone doesn't have a hand.
Which he does, by the way.
Real Post Malone does, but not the prank Post Malone. Or the picture now where we're all together with Post Malone and it clearly is not Post Malone.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit scarred by it, to be honest with you. So I was especially sensitive on April 1st. So maybe Cassie just hit me at the wrong time. I believe that Cassie went to Emory. She blows me away with her intelligence. She really, really does. She has facts in that melon of hers that I could never, ever, ever imagine, right? So I am going out with a woman that has a four-year-old, and he is going through his dinosaur phase right now, which a lot of three and four-year-olds go through, right?
It's a lot of fun.
I consider this kid very intelligent. He blows me away every single day. Verbally, he blows me away. He's got incredible recall. And when he latches on to something, man, it is nothing but that. And right now, it is dinosaurs and it is T-Rex. And I'm still trying to get points with this kid, okay? So Cassie hits me, and I'm not even sure how we got into the conversation. It started with, I think, the first fact, which I might have known, that chickens are part of the same family tree as dinosaurs.
Correct. Yes. Birds are descendants of dinosaurs.
I believe I've heard that.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're saying velociraptors. The velociraptors we've always known and, like, we've seen in Jurassic Park don't have feathers, but in actuality.
What'd you just say?
The velociraptors that we know from, like, movies and stuff like that do not have feathers, but in actuality, velociraptors did have feathers.
Okay, hold on. We're getting there. Let it cook. So Cassie hits me with, hey, do you know that T-Rexes are part of the chicken family and we now know that they have feathers and not scales? And I'm like, what are you saying? She's like, yeah, T-Rexes were just big chickens, basically, that they had feathers. And I'm like, you are blowing me away right now. But I'm also thinking, I can't wait to get back to Amanda's son and blow him away with this information, right? I don't Google it or anything. Well, actually, I started to Google it. But then I get on the phone with Amanda, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got the greatest present for your child. And it's not anything physical at all. Do you know that dinosaurs had feathers? And she is a gasp, right? And then she's also like, who did this come from? And I said, Cassie. And she said, do you know what day today is? And it happened to be April 1st. So I'm like, this bee got me, and she was ready for me to come on the air and talk about how T-Rexes had feathers, because that, to me, is jarring info for a four-year-old and for any adult. And then I start to do a Google on it, and the T-Rex did not have feathers, but you will not back down on it.
Because I know I read it somewhere from a credible source, and I have found that source.
Okay, because I did a deeper search also, because I cannot go to this kid with this info.
No.
Because if I am wrong, I am on the S list for the rest of our relationship.
Like, and Jimmy is very into dinosaurs right now, too.
And this kid is really particular, man.
And we've been to the Telus Science Museum to see their dinosaur exhibit. We've done Fernbank numerous times for their... We've done all the dino things in the Atlanta metro area, right? And he gets to check out books at the library, at his school, it's always a dinosaur book, right? And I was thrown because it was recently that I learned, yeah, velociraptors had feathers. That is like so crazy. It's not like the velociraptors you see Chris, what's his name, playing with in Jurassic Park.
Pratt.
Thank you. Chris Pratt playing with in Jurassic Park. But I can say I have never heard anything about T-Rex.
And he's specifically in a T-Rex. I mean.
So is Jimmy.
Yeah. You know, T-Rex is the biggest, right? It's like, yeah, it just blows you away. So T-Rex, strong. And it's a chicken. Yeah. I'm going to have to go to this kid and say, hey, it's just a big chicken with feathers. That's going to be jarring and life-changing for this kid.
Okay, I never said it looked like a chicken. I said it had feathers. And when Bert told me that it didn't, I was like, I'm not wrong. I cannot be wrong because do you know how many people I've told this fact to? Because it's so cool.
That T-Rex has feathers?
Yes.
It doesn't.
Yes.
It never did.
I don't think it did
American
either.
American Museum of Natural History. There's a caveat. A young T-Rex probably had a thin coat of downy feathers. New York Times. Scientists now believe that all tyrannosaurs had feathers. All right. So we don't have fossilized evidence that it has feathers, and that's the catch. But major, like including the Museum of Natural History, which, you know, is the one with the big dinosaur skeletons, say that the T-Rex, at least the young one, definitely had feathers.
But if it had feathers, how do we know it's related to the chicken? Like, how are we making that jump?
Well, that is that's been proven.
Their bones and their structure and things of that nature.
It came out because there was a joke, but also kind of true. Alligator tastes like chicken. Like, I know you looking at me crazy, but in Louisiana, we eat alligator.
I've had alligator.
Yeah, yeah. So it tastes like chicken, but that's because they're both the closest living relatives of dinosaurs. So when you eat chicken, that's probably what dinosaur tastes like.
Okay. While some tyrannosaur relatives, like one that starts with a Y, had feathers, current evidence suggests that Tyrannosaurus rex, T-Rex itself, was covered in scales, not feathers.
Is that from
scales,
AI? Is that
not
AI?
Feathers. Many sources. Many sources.
You got to name your source, dude. You can't just say many sources. She came in with the freaking Natural Museum.
And the New York Times.
I didn't save the actual.
Probably from Reddit.
I don't know.
No. Wikipedia.
I like bones on Reddit says.
Do not go to your kids with this info. Unlike similar dinosaurs whose fossilized feathers have been found preserved in rock, no feathers have been directly linked to T-Rex.
Fine.
Not yet.
Tell them the other dinosaurs had feathers then, because they did. And it's cool. And when you know what? In 20 years, when they find feather evidence on T-Rexes, I'm going to hunt you down in Bali or Mali or wherever you're moving to, show up at your doorstep unannounced with a bottle of champagne and be like, surprise, and drink the bottle in front of you.
Do not share this with your toddlers. It will rock their world for no real reason at all.
Oh, wait, I got some. BBC Science.
Okay, what are they saying?
There is not yet any direct fossil evidence of feathers on a T-Rex. Nobody has found a T-Rex skeleton cloaked in feathers or any feathers.
And that's BBC. Those are your people.
Yeah, well, that's because they don't have any evidence from the skin. That doesn't stay.
Okay, so guess what? You're all pretty.
Yes, we're both right.
It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.